Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Hey, good day, everybody.
Good afternoon, folks.
Happy New Year.
It is.
This is our very first Wellness Wednesday of 2023.
Yes, it is.
How was your travels? How was your New Year's? How was Christmas? All that fun stuff.
It was all fun.
Was it good?
I got to ride and...
Did you?
Yeah, two days.
On a motorcycle?
Mm-hmm.
In Louisiana?
Mm-hmm.
Victor, thanks a lot, buddy. I'm never going to hear the end of it now.
It was fun.
Did you guys ever got all caught up with family and
yep,
all that good stuff? Well, good. I'm glad. And you made it safely home. So we had some interesting weather around here before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad the couple of days before I left, but it wasn't bad the day I left.
That's good. We stayed home, kept it mellow. Hopefully all of you got lots of good rest. Hey, Shell. Thanks for joining. And we're glad to be back. We're busy. Lots of folks, and we're just very grateful that we get to do what we do, which is to help people navigate these different challenges and things that are going on health-wise. And as always, we want to be the best possible resource we can to helping people. Understand that there's four areas that we want to really develop habits in, and this is going to be the year of developing new habits. I've never been a fan of New Year's resolutions. Here a few years back we started talking about New Year's commitments,
mm-hmm.
trying to change the philosophy and the mindset around this. But really, when we think about it, everything we do, how we act, how we talk, if I use my hands or not when I speak, whatever. How we drive, everything is based on the habits that we've developed and then getting skillful at using these habits over and over. And so the four areas that we're going to talk about for habits throughout the year,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to intermingle this topic through all of our discussions from now and try to be really consistent, develop the habit of talking about these four areas of diet, lifestyle, stress reduction, and movement. Those four areas make up 90%+ of all the things that contribute to our bodies performing well, doing well. To good or bad health, exactly. So watch for those coming discussions as well on the four best habits to work on and be consistent with. No one does it perfect, but paying attention to diet, lifestyle, stress reduction, and movement. Today, obviously, our topic is going to really encompass diet.
Diet mostly.
And our actual topic, is on Candida albicans, or what most people understand to be a yeast overgrowth
mm-hmm.
in the gut. And I think it's important to understand that we don't have yeast infections. We haven't been infiltrated by something, right?
It's something that we carry all the time. It just gets overgrown.
Yeah. It just gets out of its bounds, and it actually becomes an antagonist and a disruptor. And the things that we're going to talk about today are going to be really geared towards being the antidote, if you will, to kind of bring those things back in line, back in
balance.
In proper balance, thank you, in harmony with the body. Because mm-hmm. when it's in harmony, it really serves the body. It has
yes.
a real important purpose. The intestinal yeast helps our bodies to process sugars and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is we live in a day and age where there's way too much
sugars
of those consumed.
Alcohol.
Sugars, alcohols, mm-hmm. breads, sweets, that type
Cookies,
of thing.
Cookies, cakes, candies, cokes.
Yeah, the four C's, as Craig likes to call them. So, hey, Lydia, thank you for joining us. We're glad you're here. So let's give a little background on, this Candida yeast answer is what we've got this labeled as. And if you will, can we just read this for the listeners on the Total Wellness Radio podcast and for the folks who have joined us on Facebook.
Okay, the majority of the people who have Candida do not realize they have it.
That's number one.
That's really an important thing.
Yep.
They become until they become seriously ill.
Mm-hmm.
The symptoms are numerous and seemingly unrelated,
which makes it very perplexing.
And that is a very perplexing, and both doctors, to doctors and patients, yeah. Because, you know, Western medicine doesn't understand yeast.
Yeah.
They understand bacteria and virus. They don't understand yeast or parasites for some reason.
Yeah. For some reason, they don't think that they're a problem, I guess. Or that their treatments from a pharmaceutical-driven model tend to leave the person short go, maybe some results and some improvement,
yep.
some relief. But in the long run, it actually perpetuates the problem because we've got an environment problem yep. in the gut. And we're lacking the right probiotics, prebiotics. Some of you have heard the term that's used widely now. It's called the microbiome. Mm-hmm. You know, that seems to be the fancy, you know, that's the upscale term for gut health. You know, and everybody has gut health, good, bad, or indifferent. We all have it. And it's something that we need to be, you know, be aware of and pay attention to. So here's why it's so perplexing to practitioners and their patients. We have clients, we have students, we have people that we educate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a naturopathic doctor, we subscribe to the truest meaning and definition of the word doctor, which is to teach,
to educate,
to position people to have a greater understanding of why they feel the way they feel, and more importantly, the things that they can do habits-wise to, over time, correct the recurrence of these things. But there's this list, and you can go to our website. There's several different, seemingly, and this is where it gets confusing, you know, perplexing, confusing to practitioners and to patients, is that these don't seem to have a connection. They don't seem to be the same thing. It's like the person has five or six different physical challenges,
mm-hmm.
and the truth of the matter, they're all intertwined. They're all connected to this one thing, an overgrowth of this yeast, which it can actually go systemic. It can get in the blood, definitely in the digestive system, the urinary tract,
mm-hmm.
and affect different organs and glands of the endocrine system, digestion, immune system, hormones, all that. So acne, bone loss, you know, the osteoporosis, osteopenia mm-hmm. cases, insomnias.
Yeah.
People who are told that they need, Ambien. They have an Ambien deficiency. Can't sleep tonight, so take your Ambien.
Frequent colds and flus.
Frequent immune challenges that are called colds and flus, but the underlying suppression, the underlying challenge can be traced back to this Candida yeast connection. That's mm-hmm. And we've been working with this for literally decades, and actually, it's a good point to interject it. In the description, today's description on Facebook, and we will include it on the Total Wellness Radio podcast, the description of the different links, the different sites that you can go mm-hmm. to. The first one, obviously, the Country Doctor Nutritional Center. Go to the free download section, and there's some amazing resources in there that will help you identify if you are dealing with this potentially. It's called the yeast fungus test. It's a mm-hmm. self-examination that you can do at home. It's really effective, not invasive, simple to perform, and it'll give you an indication if this yeast issue is present and kind of causing all these other symptoms that seemingly aren't related, but yet they are. So there's that resource on that link. The Phase 1 food program, look, coming out of the holidays, we all had some pie. We all maybe didn't, you know, stay as hydrated as we normally do. Maybe we didn't get the rest that we normally do. These are all factors that will contribute to this flaring up, this yeast mm-hmm. issue. And, you know, so doing a dietary adjustment on habits. Hey, Larry, thanks for joining us. It's really a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Following the Phase 1 food program, you know, from January 15th to maybe February 15th, maybe a three or four week you know, really looking.
60 days is really the key.
Yeah, looking at those things, that list that's on there gives you an included column on how to kind of reset everything after all of us have come through the holidays and have consumed quantities higher than usual of, you know, sugars and things of that nature. Cookies, candies, cakes, and colas.
Yeah, things that feed yeast.
Yeah, that feed the yeast issue. Mm-hmm. We also know that one of the things that, from a historical standpoint, yeast is a really important one to pay attention to because science has linked yeast presence to certain cancers, even, mm-hmm. that can be perpetuated in the body. So this is one of those areas that's really important to be aware of, to have the resources that you need to correct it. Diet is really the number one influencer. There are some other nutritional factors we're going to talk about a little bit today. And then we're going to go into, you know, really understanding that, you know, stress, other stress, physical and emotional stress can also play a role in this. So there's a lot, we have a lot to cover. Allergies. People are told that they have allergies. This can be one of the factors. Here's one I found real interesting. Heart irregularities.
Mm-hmm.
Heart irregularities. People that have been told they're pre-diabetic. The newest term out there, you're pre-diabetic. Well, how did I get there? Diet, lifestyle, stress, lack of movement.
Diet.
These intestinal pains, mm-hmm. that you can't really, you know, that you can't really, I didn't fall down, I didn't twist or lift wrong, but I got these phantom pains.
And they can travel.
Yes, migrate.
You know, you can get them in different areas.
Yep.
And you're going, why is my stomach hurt? Oh, why does my, this side of my body hurt, you know? Yeah. And they can be anything from a mild, dull pain,
yep.
to sharp pains.
Yep.
You know, and most of the time they won't last a long time.
Yeah.
They're
intermittent, hard to track down, migrate. So it's like they're very odd, very, again, perplexing to folks and their doctors.
And usually if you pay attention to them, you will find you'll have different ones in different areas after you've eaten certain things.
Mm-hmm. Here's another fascinating one that literature and the science have proven. Is that folks who have been told to have Epstein-Barr virus.
Mm-hmm.
EBV is very common. They're actually checking for it in certain blood markers through laboratory tests.
Mm-hmm.
And we have found there's, not always, but more often than not, there's an underlying overgrowth of this yeast that's perpetuating the weakness in the immune system, not allowing the body to get in charge and the immune system to thrive and get on top of this
stuff. Well, the immune system is trying to fight off that yeast. And it's putting so much effort into that it's not able to handle some of the, you know, the bacterial or the viral,
mm-hmm.
Problems that arise.
Yep.
You know, to where you used to get well in, you know, 3 to 5 days when you had a cold or a flu.
Yep.
It takes 2 to 3 weeks.
Or months.
Yeah, sometimes.
Or it goes away for a couple of weeks and
comes right back
up. So this is something that's really important to pay close attention to. Structural challenges like hemorrhoids, muscle cramps, muscle, mm-hmm. fatigue. These are also potential signs that there's an imbalance, this disruptor is present in the gut.
Absolutely.
Respiratory, that's a big one. Respiratory, breathing concerns.
That is one of the biggest ones. One of the things that, through my own experience,
mm-hmm.
in changing my diet and eating more along a phase one, helped clear up a lot of respiratory issues that I went through when I was younger.
Yeah. Memory. A lot of people, you know, hey, they got brain fog or just, you know, memory issues. I can't.
My short term is just not as sharp as it used to be.
Pull that word up or that name like, mm-hmm. I used to, you know. These are all things that can have a great contribution or be contributed to greatly by, obviously, this yeast issue. You know what? Our history. One of the things that I found fascinating years and years ago, when we were looking at this, was a gentleman by the name of Dr. Leo Galen. And you might want to look him up. He's fascinating. Leo Galen, medical doctor. He was doing a class down in Colorado Springs, I want to say. And this is probably 91 or 92. Mm-hmm. And he released his findings to his colleagues. He was very excited. He said, we're using nutrients to help promote better gut health, mm-hmm. to get rid of permeability. He called it leaky gut syndrome, which is another byproduct or symptom of yeast. They're strongly related, kind of go hand in hand, leaky gut and a yeast overgrowth in the gut. And he released his findings to his colleagues, and guess what happened? They laughed at him.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't take him serious. They laughed at him and kind of said, oh, that's funky. That's not the answer. You're just playing around with herbs, Galen, you know? And so what they did was they ended up poo-pooing him off. And he says, well, to heck with you guys. I know the kind of results my patients are getting by paying attention to this issue, this missing link. And he kept on working and helping people with arthritic conditions, with skin and rash issues, puffy eyes, all these different things that are taking place with people's ulcers, okay? IBS, okay? Just a fascinating myriad of different, what again, seem to be disconnected types of physical expression that the body can't perform based on the parameters that it's under. And he kept working with it. And in 1997, I'm pretty sure this is accurate, so please check me on this, and if I'm off, get back with me, please. But in 1997, November 1997, in Newsweek, they did a 6-page article on Dr. Galen, his clinic, and his findings regarding leaky gut syndrome. And the title of the article is called Gut Reactions. Mm-hmm. That they did a 6-page article in Newsweek. And I'm pretty certain it's November 97. And looking into that. And they were talking about all the things that his clinic was documenting. And by the way, since 1998, in our clinic until present, we've been documenting and observing these things too. That when we help a person get the right dietary habits back in line, follow phase one for 30 to 60 days, as Craig mentioned, and use the right nutrition along with it, you can actually give the body the resources that are missing from the standard American diet to restore, rebuild, and repair, to create an optimal function. And that's really what we're talking about. None of the things that we do clinically cure or prevent or treat, diagnose any known or unknown disease. I don't care about that. Modern medicine's disease management system is for that. What we're focusing on are the right resources in the right amounts for the right amount of time for the body to restore, rebuild, and repair. And
that's
to promote,
our main concern.
Promote optimum function. And when you're doing the right things long enough, you get the right results, period.
If all three of those things happen, if we do it the right way and we educate a person the right way to where they eat properly and that, they start feeling better. And, you know, that's the main reason that people come to us or go to a doctor or anything. It's because they don't feel right.
Yeah.
And so what we're trying to do is to help people to actually rebuild, restore, and repair.
Yeah.
And that causes them to feel better.
Yeah. When you feel better, you do
energy. They have better energy. They sleep better. They have better bowel movements. They have less gas.
Yeah.
I mean,
less
one
insomnia.
One of the biggest things that yeast does is it causes lots of gas.
Gas, bloating, nausea, heartburn, things of that nature. So these are all coming from within, but they're being perpetuated from without. Let me clarify that. On the inside of the human body, we need the nutrition. There's over 100 different nutrients daily to maintain par performance. Hydration is one of them, sunlight, good clean air, lots of rest, but then you got the carbohydrates and the enzymes and the vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids and the essential fatty acids and the trace minerals. I mean, there's literally 100 different components that we don't get in our normal ration of food on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. You know, Purina was wonderful. They kind of got together with the vets many, many years ago, and they were able to create rations or food items that contained certain nutrition that they could feed the flocks, depending upon different areas of the country, to help correct the illnesses that animals have. Can you imagine if you had to insure a herd of cows with life or health insurance like we do with people?
Oh, goodness.
Can you imagine that? But yet they're a mammal. Yeah. And if they're getting the right ration and the right nutrition and the right support in that ration, even the dumbest of the herd won't get sick.
Yeah.
Because they're eating the same fuel. And we're no different. What we've been misguided and misinformed and misled in many ways that diet has only one purpose, and it's pleasure.
Yeah, and it's that's pleasure. Not true.
Quick, easy, simple, and pleasurable. Tastes good, right? When the reality of it is the number one purpose is to perform, to nourish the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on performance, not pleasure. And if you're eating a faulty diet, guess what? You're going to have faulty performance. If you violate your diet very rarely, guess what? You're rarely going to perform poorly. If you violate it a lot, you're going to perform poorly. A lot. It's all relative. And that's where the habits come in. Diet, stress reduction, movement, and rest. These are the areas that we got to really focus on. And you'll avoid 80 or 90% of the things you see your family and friends, your age group, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the colleagues, that type of thing. You'll avoid a lot of the things that you're watching them go through with their health. And it all boils down to those habits.
Yep.
Some things that we can look at from an herbal perspective. And this will actually even go so far as used small amounts over time to help the body restore itself from these leaky gut type syndromes that Dr. Galen was talking about. Wild bergamot herb is one of the chief herbs that we use clinically as a remedy, antidote, if you will, to give to the body that helps to right size this yeast. If it's overgrown, we want to right size it. We still need its presence.
You have to have yeast for digestion purposes.
But it will get overgrown. And one last comment on our worksheet, or our write-up for yeast redux. If a person craves sugar, breads, or sweets, has poor memory, fatigue, feeling, or being drained of energy, unexpected allergies, muscle or joint aches, if indeed that this candida, this yeast overgrowth, is the culprit, then there are some strong and helpful recommendations, resources that you can use. Look for things like hyssop, cumin seed, lemongrass, turmeric, garlic, and patiarco. These are just some of the herbals found in good quality remedies. And we're not treating allergies, we're not treating migraines, we're not treating IBS. What we're doing is we're giving the body the necessary missing resources from a diet and lifestyle perspective, along with whole food, herbal remedies, whole food concentrates, to give it the resources that once it has an ample amount of that, it can do its job by design. That's really the philosophy that I pray and I hope, and we intend to perpetuate for people through these lives, through the Total Wellness Radio podcast, and for those of you who travel from all over the country to come visit us here at the clinic. That's really the focus. When we focus on a solution, guess what? You get more of the same, a solution. When you stay focused on the problem or a misguided solution, guess what you get? More of the problem. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it works. We didn't make the rules. We just know how to work with them.
Yeah. One of the things that you'll really want to pay attention to is food cravings.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize when you crave breads, cookies, cakes, candies, all the sweets.
Pastas, popcorn.
And you're just constantly.
Because we don't think of those as sugar.
Yeah. You're just constantly craving that kind of stuff. You want to look at
yeast protocol.
Yeah.
Start with the links. Another one of the links I forgot to mention, but it's in the description. It will be on the description on Facebook. It will be on the description on the Total Wellness Radio podcast. is the link to Dr. Doug Kaufman's work, Know the Cause, KNOW thecause.com. This gentleman is instrumental in identifying different yeasts, molds, funguses, different things that we can actually get exposed to as well. And his protocols go a little further even than just the internal balancing, mm-hmm. but the external exposure and how to rid our bodies of that. And there's some things that we've had to really help people understand that if you've got an exposure to an external yeast or fungus, mold, mm-hmm. that typically there's some endocrine problems with thyroid and adrenals, typically maybe liver, lacking digestion, the right enzymes, hydrochloric acid, things of that nature, you know, papain and lipase and amylase and all the different protein and carbohydrate digesting enzymes. And these are just some of the things on top of, and this is one we find a lot, the person usually has some type of toxicity, mm-hmm. some type of environmental toxicity, metal or chemical in nature, doesn't matter which it is, but we know from hair analysis with research analytics labs out of Phoenix through a very non-invasive hair analysis, we can pick up on and detect abnormal levels of these things, mm-hmm. and that will suppress and perpetuate a yeast issue. So people that have tried different yeast protocols and have done different things, the most challenging cases that we've ever had to deal with had some kind of other stressor present, some type of antagonist, mm-hmm. usually a metal or a chemical, and when we started clearing that out properly, then the yeast also could follow. But parasites and yeast have a real affinity, kind of like a magnet for metal and chemical toxicity. So, yeah.
So and another thing that happens when yeast becomes overgrowth, it kills off and eats a lot of the good bacteria in our body that protects us
from... It pushes it out, yeah.
Yeah, that protects us from all of these bacterial infections that mm-hmm. people are getting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then they get antibiotics, which kills off more of the good bacteria, which helps to keep things in balance. You know, you've got to have certain bacteria in your body, probiotics and prebiotics, mm-hmm. especially in the gut, because mm-hmm. it balances out the difference between the yeast and the bacteria, so you can get proper digestion without one becoming more dominant than the other. That's important.
So please go to the downloads, go to the links under the free downloads, and you know, even put yourself on food logs for a week or two and kind of just write down everything.
See where
you're at with proteins and healthy fats versus carbs and sugars and things of that nature. You'd be surprised. The answers are within. The answers are there. We just got to bring them to the surface and then develop the habits around them to perpetuate health improvements. So,
absolutely.
Not bad. There's a lot more on this topic, so please, again, visit the links. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Country Doctor Facebook page on Wellness Wednesday. Next week, January 11th, we're going to talk about digestion. Digestion will be the topic, and some real easy, simple things you can do to support and improve balanced digestion for the future. Thank you also for subscribing to Total Wellness Radio. Please feel welcome to share this post as well as comments, and we look forward to seeing you folks continue on your journey to achieving optimum health. So thanks for tuning in.
Have a wonderful and blessed week.
Take care. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.